about growing up with you.
You're the good thing that I need. Gotta get to know your power. You're the good thing that I need. Gotta get to know your power. You're the good thing that I need. Gotta get to know your power. You're the good thing that I need. Gotta get to know your power.
I ain't got no problem with you. I won't waste your time. I don't know what's wrong, some other did ya, but I ain't the same kind. Coming from a powerful place, my baby, we elevate each other, wanna see you shine. You always put a smile on my face lately, all I do is think of you to pass the time. We go downtown to uptown, baby, we go east side to west side too. And as long as we got each other, baby, well, there's nothing that we can't do.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day, call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you! This is a message from your exercise happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM.
Radiates through from me to you. We are breathing in warm air. We lie beneath the trees so slender, and the shade we don't need as we soak up the heat. And this is what we have. A warmth within us grows. We've known so long, and this is what we have. A warmth within us grows. We hold it for our own. A love we've known.
Deep bio, don't deep bio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to WRUV. This is DJ Frank here to let you know that Exposure will be beginning in just a few minutes as we finish setting up our lovely band here. We have Tabernak in the studio. Just letting everybody know that we will be starting soon. Do not fret. Stay tuned in to WRUV. And thanks for listening.
My boyfriend, s'apprenne. Quand pourtant elle est rouge et rongée de rouille. Et la corde elle-même qui hier était lisse et neuve et meurtrie par le fer qui se venge de sa vie.
Tuning in 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, and of course every Wednesday night we've got Exposure 6 to 8 p.m.
Exposure
6 to 8 p.m.
Hell yeah.
I'm Ivy.
I'm DJ Logue.
Cool. And yeah, we've got an awesome UVM band in the studio today. This is Tabernak. Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what you're about to play?
I'm Sam from Tabernak. This is Beck from Tabernak.
Hi, I'm Beck from Tabernak.
Y'all got
Dylan.
That purple
I'm
mic
Dylan.
Over there.
Oh,
y'all
great.
Got a purple
Dylan's
one that you can pass around.
I'm Dylan Wait. From Tabernak.
Not that one.
Nah, that one's not even plugged.
I feel like
we found the purple mic.
There we go.
It's okay,
Hello,
we just
Dylan.
Don't condone that behavior right there, 90.1.
Yeah.
It's okay.
you
don't have to turn it on and off. We'll do it.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
also,
you're good.
You guys just released an album.
Sure.
We have
yep.
Happy Mart out today, and we're going to hear a bunch of tracks from that and some more. So why don't you kick things off for us?
You killed my whole family! You strangled my cat! You gave me a hickey with a baseball bat. You poured me bleach with a slice of lime. I'm real thirsty, but I'm taking my time. And they pop. I let me pop! You killed my whole family! Oh my God! You gave me a hickey! The baseball bat! You poured me bleach! The slice of blood! I'm real thirsty! But I'm taking my time! And they pop! Out there, go! He's licking his cup. He's eyeing that ball.
Awesome, you guys.
That was sick.
So what was that song called?
That song's called Fawn. It's actually our the single from that album, so it came out last week.
Dope.
Awesome. Why don't you tell us about it?
So that song, actually we all came up with it together, which is awesome. We don't have a ton of songs like that, but the ones we do are definitely our best songs. It's got a Smashing Pumpkins riff in there for sure, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Billy Corgan is a tool, but the Smashing Pumpkins are unfortunately good.
Mm. What song?
What?
Which Smashing Pumpkin song did you steal?
Like all of them, I don't know. It's like the...
Just inspired.
Yeah, like the octave thing. But the lyrics are about this time when I was at my house, at my parents' house in like rural Vermont. And our parents, our neighbors had these like baby goats. And this one night we were just like chilling at the casa and we were hearing like a bleeding coming from outside. And we were like, oh, we said, oh, darn, that's like Robbie's goats.
Good save.
Yeah. They got out. So we got to go find this baby goat. And we like chased it all around. We could hear it bleeding. And we were like, dang, we really got to catch this goat. And
bleeding as in like bleeding out with
no,
blood?
No, bleating with a T.
Oh, my God. I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Like just screaming?
The sound that your goats make.
I don't know if that's
that one's our sound effects guy. No, it was nothing like that.
Something like that.
Oh, wait, why were you so good at it?
It's the Vermont.
But it's really high pitched, you know. Anyway, we like finally chased it through the woods over hill and dale, and then we come out on the edge of like a big field, and it turns out it actually wasn't a baby goat; it was a fawn, and it was getting chased down by a Fisher cat, and I saw it like running off to the side, and it was probably really bad because you're not supposed to chase fawns, you know, because then they can't find their mom again.
Oh, well, that's really sad.
Yeah, a little tragic, but it was a good song.
Good story.
Good song, good story. Mm-hmm. Are you all from Vermont? Where are you from?
Yeah, we're all from Vermont.
How did you guys form the band? All that stuff? Was it like a mutual want to do this style of music, or what was it like?
I mean, like, yeah, we're all interested in like hardcore and like noise and stuff, but I met Sam randomly in the Grundle because I'm roommates with his cousin. And he was like, hey, meet my cousin Sam. So I knew him as Cousin Sam for like maybe 3 months before. Most people know him as Cousin Sam.
Cousin Sam.
Because of Max, who Logan knows from the DJ realm. And so.
Sup, Slate?
He hit me up randomly. I gave him my number and some music from my old band. And he said, hey, today, music. Or something like that. So I showed up to the music dojo. And there was Dylan on the drum kit. Intimidating and taller than me, so.
Devilishly handsome. So Dylan and I know each other from way back in the day.
Yeah.
We went to the same high school, and we were in a band then.
Sweet.
Awesome. Cranial. What was the name of your high school band?
Cranial Rhythms.
Ooh.
Cranial Rhythms.
That is punk.
I had a high school band called Atomic Snowman. Tell me that's not the worst band name you've ever heard in my entire life.
I've heard worse.
Yeah, Sam and I met playing soccer, and Sam was like, we need a drummer for this band I'm trying to start. Do you know any drummers? And then I was like, no, because I was the only drummer in the whole area, in central Vermont probably. That's not true, but there's not many drummers.
You got the lay of the land. You got there.
I don't know. Oh, I was playing with one of my friends, so maybe you were like, oh, he's already taken. But it wasn't really like a super serious thing. So I said, yeah, I'll join. And we played in a barn, in a very hot barn together for a while. And things got sweaty. And here we are.
You make sure your mic is turned on, not that one.
Check, check, check.
All right. Yeah.
Was it on for the songs?
It was on for the songs, but I think it was off when you were speaking. That's okay, though.
That's an awesome story, though, guys.
Fawn. That's cool. All
right, another song?
Yeah, let's
do it.
You'll see. I'll see. Yeah. Oh, is it the... I forgot now.
Yes.
I'm so fucked! can't feel anything anymore. I'm so tired. My life went off. I'm so done. Born in school, born at work. Darling,
shit burn. What I'm looking for, for you to stop singing, it's hurting my head, and my ears don't stop ringing. Bird. Bird. We're not allowed to say it on air.
Oh, okay.
The first half of the name is a bad word, but the last half is bird.
Okay.
There we go.
Nice.
Bird, you just hear it live. What are some of your guys' influences?
I'm a huge Dinosaur Jr. fan, mm-hmm. and that, like, I was definitely into, like, ripping Stevie Ray Vaughan solos in high school, which is great, but Jay Maskus exploded my mind. You want to say something, Beck?
My influences are a lot in like the realm of punk and Midwest noise rock. I mean, my favorite band for like the past 2 years has been Big Black, and I'm kind of into anything that Steve Albini has ever touched. Mm. So like the Jesus Lizard, Killdozer, a lot of stuff like that, some like other stuff like Haymarket Riot, and kind of just like weird little noise rock bands here and there. Also, like when I was younger, I was really into progressive rock, so like I still love like Rush. Dylan?
I only listen to Tool. I just listen to Tool. I love Danny Carey. I'm going to be riding home listening to Tool. That's pretty much it.
I'm not going to say that's embarrassing, but I'm not going to say that either.
That's not embarrassing.
Not embarrassing.
No, I feel like those influences are very clear.
I get a lot of my inspiration from, like, short-form content, like TikTok and Instagram Reels.
Instagram Reels can't beat it.
Kind of like everything we do is, like, based off of short-form content.
Yep.
Like TikTok and Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
Is that, like, especially within, like, your writing process, do you think like weird stories like the Fawn stuff and just like little things like that, kind of like that's something that influences you guys a lot?
I write most of our lyrics. Dylan helped me write one song. I can't remember any others that. My lyrics, I'm like an English student, unfortunately, so I like probably think about that stuff. I don't know, most of our lyrics, I'm not very like precious about lyrics. I'm just happy to have something that sounds all right.
Totally.
I've been listening to a ton of Polvo recently.
Ooh, good.
Which is like mm-hmm. in that like Midwest. Well, I guess they're on Merge, but I don't know. I like them because I'm always trying to make the guitar sound super weird, and they do that better than anybody. And also their lyrics are awesome. I find their songs like have a lot of like emotion to them that a lot of bands like that don't quite.
Unserious, but yet sincere in that way. Totally.
Maybe, yeah.
Nice.
Listening to a lot of Breadwinner lately. Beck showed me Breadwinner. They have a Steve Albini album called Burner, and they're awesome. All right.
Nice.
Other song. Sick. I don't know what's next on the album. Oh, yeah.
Got it right here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. And after that, you do some of this. Many of the two.
Okay.
you can tell, Beck and I don't have the tuners that mute your guitar.
I want to be with somebody nothing all like you. I don't know why it's such a big deal. Now spear ahead and starts climbing over the center board. Yeah, I'm certainly around, keeping an eye out for the clouds. I want something else, but I don't to try to get it. I can't figure out what I think about it. Not me heading towards climbing over the center board. Yeah, I'm still twisting around in the build. Such climbing over higher not. Now I'm certainly around, keeping an eye out for the clouds. Now we're gonna have our belt twisting around and the belt.
This is easily our most popular live song, I'd say. Capo is on the wrong fret.
All right.
Mr. Hands was an animal lover. Mr. Hands could take him like no other. Mr. Hands, he followed his dreams all the way to
pulled up to the stable. Mr. Hands thought that he'd be able to take a horse ride real fast. And he sure could. Later that day he passed. Right on, Mr. Ham. Drop away into the eternal sunset. Right on, Mr. Ham. Drop away, 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 Mr. Ham. That song, we owe an incredible debt of gratitude to a man named
Anthony Rizvanov,
who played a trumpet solo on it in the album.
Sweet.
Trumpet solo.
That's maybe
solo.
My favorite moment of the whole album.
Yeah, he was playing trumpet in the basement. So my brother lives in a house of all Berklee College of Music students in Boston. It's called The Kitchen, because that's where you cook up.
Ah, hey. There we go.
That's a good,
good one.
Yeah. And there's a guy who lives in the basement named Anthony, and he plays a lot of jazz trumpets. So it'll be like 3 in the morning. You'll hear, like, I don't know any trumpet terms at all. But he does it, and we're like, okay, we need this guy on the album right now. So we went downstairs like, hey, Anthony, you want to play on the song about the horse? And and he did it, and we owe him a great debt of gratitude.
We also owe a great debt of gratitude to Dylan Mack, who, if he's listening right now, we love you, Dylan. He recorded us, and he will record you too. So give him a holler. His name's Dylan Mack. Hit us up, and we'll hit him up for you.
Just scream it out into the universe. He'll
He'll
get you.
So is the trumpet on the album then?
Yeah, it's on the last song we just
played. Last song you just played?
Yeah. It's
and
pretty.
Was called what?
It's called Mr. Hands.
Mr. Hands.
You guys heard of that? Ooh. Look it up on Wikipedia. Yeah.
Is that going to be a weird search?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Definitely
oh,
weird.
FCC.
Logan, you work here. Come on.
I know.
It's great because the...
it's fine. I do it. Yeah.
Dude, what's your... where'd you get your band name from?
It's a French-Canadian swear word that comes from, like, the... some like Catholic, I don't know, I'm not, I don't go to church, but it's like something to do with the,
it comes from a Catholic, a holy Catholic item, the tabernacle that holds the communion wine.
Ah.
And at some point in Canadian history they were like, yeah, we're gonna
tabernacle.
Dang. I gotta say, I do love biblical like insults and whatnot.
Yeah what's your favorite one?
I like calling, like, if somebody's a liar, I love to call him Judas. Or, like, a backstabber. Be like, you Judas. What's up?
My roommate likes to say, you lie like a rug.
Hey.
That's good.
Wow. That is
really
good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we got the joke switch today. Damn.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah, we're here all night.
If I didn't have to censor myself, you'd hear the real jokes. But no swearing on air.
Where's the toothbrush, man?
The toothbrush?
Yeah. You don't know that gosh darn joke that you told me? The one about
that's not a very good joke.
Oh, it's really good.
What do you
Beck, you could take over the mic.
Yeah.
You could always
be
take
afraid.
Over the mic. You have
live
to
on air for all of Vermont to hear.
No, we don't. We don't. We
what's
love see, it's like no matter what state I say, it's gonna be bad, right?
That's gone too long.
It has gone a while. I cannot lie.
It's past its prime.
Why don't you hit us with another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, thank you. Take the awkward silence out of the room. Dude, it's palpable.
What are we doing?
Checking the CD.
Oh, yeah.
Physical copy.
This is a Dinosaur Jr. cover.
Album.
One of the best.
Sing along if you know the words.
I'll be grazing by the window. Please come pop me on the head. Just wanna find out what you're nice to me for. When I look up, don't think I don't know about all this scab you dread. It's hard to stomach the gore. No, you don't have the patience. Peel them off no more. In a jar where you fit me, all I could do was lick your hand. In a jar the scars are plain to see. I only hope you know I understand. I'll be grazing by the window. Pat me on the head. Just wanna find out what you're nice to me for. Then you smile and decide to take me in, cause I'll lick you by your bed. But I can tell that it's just a little bit you fall apart, babe, you know it. You know I'm young and stuff, babe, don't blow it. Yeah, just pick me up on the top. Stop!
Dinosaur Jr.
Best band.
It's okay. Earplugs run strong in here, yeah.
What's that?
MPB.
Yeah.
Bye-bye! 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 Bye-bye!
This is a song that we re-recorded off our that was originally on our first EP. Chewing on the bark, going with the turtles. They don't look too hard. The little narrow tunnels drilled into my head. Woodworms got me muddled. Humans want me dead. Now I'm really floating. My eyes are seeing stars. They can't help me this time. I'm chewing on the bark. I was flying fishing. I got turned around. Really helped. Condition made it out of town. Now I'm really floating. My eyes are shooting stars. They can't help me this time. I'm chewing on.
That's the whole album?
Yep.
Say something about it. Say something right now about it.
Well, my roommate actually just told me that Mart, so our album's called Happy Mart. Mart in German is actually happy. So if you're German, English, bilingual, the album is just called Happy Happy.
That's cool.
So.
I wish I was German and I could experience that in the German way.
Well, you can now because I told you.
That's so true. I can
translate.
Now.
Translate.
Do you?
Yeah, I know a little bit of German.
Did you take German in high school?
I did not, but I know a little bit of German.
I took German in high school for 5 years. I wasn't in high school for 5 years, but I did take German for 5 years of my life. Don't remember.
Krankhaus. Krankhaus.
Crazy
Schnitzel.
Ass? Oh.
Schnitzel.
Dylan also does great impressions.
Do you want to do in a? What's your best impression? Do it right now.
I can do a Trump.
No, please don't.
No. What a great country.
Oh. Ooh, pretty that good. Was good.
What a great country.
Okay,
no, because you guys are missing the facial expressions as
stuff,
well.
Dude.
Do another one.
Do RFK.
All the vaccines, they're killing people.
Oh my gosh.
That's for context, the back of our CD version of our album is Trump getting his head blown the heck off.
Right, but actually WREV does not have any political stance.
Yeah.
And we cannot share that.
I've
however, this is just
stance.
Art. This is just art.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a political stance. Can I tell you?